This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A hero emerges in Colorado Springs shootings.
I tried to save people, and it didn't work for five.
Heading home for the holiday.
I know it is going to be stressful, so I'm hoping that this year it goes well.
An NCAA first.
We thought maybe I could actually play at the collegiate level.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Police in Colorado say the quick actions of a retired Army major saved more people from dying in the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub over the weekend. The five who died have been identified as Daniel Aston, Kelly Loving, Ashley Paw, Derek Rump, and Raymond Green Vance. The hero, Richard Fierro. Correspondent Janet Chamlian has more from Colorado Springs.
These are good people, man. These were all kids.
Richard Fierro was at Club Q with his family when he heard gunfire, and his instincts as a former Army major kicked in.
I got into mode, and I needed to save my family. And that family was, at that time, everybody in that room.
Fierro says he grabbed the gunman by his body armor.
Pinned him against the side, grabbed the pistol from him, and I just kept wailing on him. And I told the kid in front of me, kick him in his head, keep kicking him in his head.
Investigators say Fierro's actions, along with that of another customer, Thomas James, saved lives. But sadly, his daughter's boyfriend wasn't one of them. Authorities say they're still looking into a motive.
The holiday travel slog is well underway, and so far it's shaping up to be the busiest since the pandemic began. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the airport.
Hi, little baby.
Kathleen Alfredson and 9-month-old Sean got to Chicago O'Hare nearly 4 hours before their flight, hoping to miss the Thanksgiving travel rush.
I've never traveled during Thanksgiving, and I don't want to. It looks too busy.
And it is busy. The more than 2.3 million who passed through TSA checkpoints Sunday topped the same day in 2019.
It's the most important holiday of the year for us.
Omar Idris oversees United Chicago hub at one of the country's busiest airports.
We plan and plan and plan throughout the year, and we find ourselves in a very healthy position to deliver the staffing needed to fly the schedule we're promising.
But airlines struggled during the summer, canceling nearly 45,000 flights. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Do you feel more confident than you did, say, 4th of July?
Definitely more confident than what I saw this summer. There is a gap to close, though.
There are new concerns about safety as Russia continues to bombard the largest nuclear facility in all of Europe. Correspondent Chris Livsay is in Ukraine this morning.
The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, shelled repeatedly since March. The world has held its breath since Russian forces seized it at the start of the war. It's six reactors caught in the crossfire. Now at great personal risk, one of the workers held hostage inside is providing regular updates to our team in a CBS News exclusive.
Do you think there's any risk of a nuclear meltdown?
Russian forces are capable of anything. They behave like monkeys playing with hand grenades. They're reckless and stupid.
As for why? Sabotage. Moscow has already tried and failed to steal the plant by linking it to the Russian grid. Now it wants to make sure Ukraine can never use it again, he says.
Secretary of State Blinken says he cannot confirm reports from Iran's official news agency. The country has begun producing enriched uranium at 60% purity at a second underground nuclear plant. Non-proliferation experts have been warning Iran now has enough of the enriched product to reprocess it into fuel for at least one nuclear bomb. British scientists hope to double the survival rate of people with advanced cancer by using new lines of attack to fight the disease. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the Foreign Desk.
The five-year program's aimed at developing new strategies to fight cancer. It's based on the growing understanding that cancer cells depend on complex interactions with non-cancerous cells, signaling them in order to grow and spread.
We will be able to block those signals. We'll be able to rob cancer of its ability to grow and to spread. And we will make cancer extinct through those sorts of treatments.
Researcher Kevin Harrington, these new cancer strategies could be in place within 5 to 10 years. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It was a terrifying trip to an Apple store for customers near Boston. Police in Hingham, Massachusetts, say one person was killed, 16 injured, when an SUV crashed through the front window.
All the employees of Apple and all the customers that were in that store, because nobody should be dealing with this holiday week.
Some victims were pinned against a wall. Doctors at South Shore Hospital say some of the injuries are life-threatening. Police have not said whether the driver will be charged. A couple of reality TV stars are hanging up their designer duds and heading to prison. A federal judge in Atlanta has sentenced Todd Chrisley to 12 years, his wife Julie to 7 for bank fraud and tax evasion. Carrie Farley is special agent in charge of the Atlanta division.
The amount of greed and deception in this case is staggering, and we are grateful that a jury examined all the evidence and rendered a guilty verdict, holding these three defendants accountable for their crimes.
Chrisley's accountant was sentenced to 3 years. Their show, Chrisley Knows Best, has been a mega hit for the USA Network. So much for committing to work long, hard hours at Twitter. The Wall Street Journal reports Elon Musk has laid off another round of employees, this time in sales, after they signed onto his new vision for the platform. Musk also says he's delaying launch of upgraded Twitter Blue service until he's convinced it'll weed out impersonators. A first for a Division I NCAA baseball team.
Olivia, thanks for joining us for the fall and officially for the spring.
Brown University freshman Olivia Pichardo, the first woman to make the cut. The 18-year-old from New York City says her dream started to take shape several years ago.
Starting eighth grade or freshman year of high school, we thought, well, maybe it could actually play at the collegiate level.
She'll play as a walk-on utility player. Brown opens its season in February against Georgia State. A Jeopardy winner has scored an even bigger victory.
Amy Snyder, that's her third win. You won our $250,000 grand prize.
The show's first openly transgender contestant, narrowly beating Andrew He and Sam Buttry to clinch the Tournament of Champions.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
A heads up for Bobcats.
Bob Dylan fans who bought what they thought was a hand-signed book by the music legend are getting a refund. Dylan's publisher, Simon & Schuster, gave back $600 because the books weren't individually inscribed by him. They posted an apology on Instagram saying, "To those who purchased the philosophy of modern song, we want to apologize. As it turns out, the limited edition books do contain Bob's original signature, but in a penned replica form." The books hit shelves November 1st and came with a letter from the publisher vouching that the signature was authentic. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Simon & Schuster is a division of our parent company, Paramount Global. Mailing gifts for the holidays? The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS all say they're in good shape to get them to your friends and family on time. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.